AAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. The Girls State Golf Championships came to a close yesterday, in some cases early. Only two of the five classes were able to finish up the entire two rounds of golf yesterday. In Class 1A at Marshalltown, Grundy Center picked up a two-stroke team victory over Bishop Garrigan, 7-11 to 7-13 over the 2 days for the state championship. Corning placed eighth. Individually, Alexa Capetius Bishop Garrigan was the champ, shooting a two-day total of 150 after a 71 round yesterday. Kaylee Westlake of Corning placed 10th, shooting a 177 two-day total. Serena Robinette of Griswold shot a 214 two-day total, good for 39th place. In Class 2A, also at Marshalltown, they finished up their two rounds of golf yesterday. Alta Aurelia capturing the team title, shooting a 684 total. Dyke New Hartford was the runner-up at 732. Audubon placed 5th overall. 765 was their two-day total. Individually, Sarah McMichael of Nashua Plainfield was the medalist, shooting a 160 over the 2 days. Taylor Gardner of Missouri Valley was three strokes back as she placed third, shooting a 163 total with an 80 and an 83 yesterday. Shelby Williams of Cam Adair Casey placed ninth overall as she shot 82 on the first day, 87 yesterday to finish with a 169 total. Susie Byland of Audubon placed 10th overall, following up her first round 88 with an 83 round yesterday for a 171 two-day total. Also, Lexi Tigason of Audubon placed 14th with a two-day total of 176. Now, the other three classes were not able to play golf yesterday. Class 3A at Ames, it was Kemper Catholic winning the championship after they started to play the second round yesterday morning, had a rain delay, went back on the course, played a few more holes, but then the rain came again and it was just too wet to play golf. So they ended up reverting back to just the 18-hole first-day scores to determine the champs, and that was Kemper Catholic's best round, 367. They win by 7 strokes over Beckman Catholic for the title. Atlantic ends up 6th with a 401 total. Paige Van Dyke of South Tama is your medalist with a 72. Kate Coyle of Cascade was 6 strokes back as the runner-up. Brooke Fletcher of Atlantic placed 4th overall, shooting an 83, while Morgan Neighborhouse of Kemper Catholic was 10th, posting an 87. In Class 4A, also at Ames, same situation there. No golf yesterday after they tried a few times. Charles City ends up the champ with a 330 total. That's 22 strokes better than Cedar Rapids Xavier, who was second. Jesse Sindlinger of Charles City had the round of the week. She shot an 8-under par 65 in her first and only round, and she wins the medalist title. Also in Class 5A, they didn't even get started up at Panora at the Lake Panorama Golf Course. They had cancellation yesterday because of the inclement weather, so they just used those first 18-hole scores, and that means Waukee wins the team title for the second straight year. Anna Cullen of Pleasant Valley and Waukee's Kelsey Shea share medalist honors. They each had a 76 in their only round of golf. The Boys State Soccer Championships get underway today at County Soccer Park in Des Moines. All three classes will have their first round matches set for today. In Class 1A, all the matches get underway in the noon hour today, including Riverside facing off against Iowa City Regina. The Bulldogs are the number 6 seed. Riverside is 12-5 entering that matchup with the Regina squad, who is 12-1 overall. The Royals are the number 3 seed in the tournament coming into today's action. They got match getting underway at 12:15 today, with the winners of those first round matches all moving to the semifinals, which are set for tomorrow. Just a few baseball and softball games locally last night around the area with all the wet weather. In boys baseball, Martinsdale St. Mary's down to Dare Casey in 5 innings, 13-1, while Lennox defeated Murray 8-3. In girls softball, it was Murray over Lennox 3-0. Norwalk beat Creston by a final of 10-0. In Major League Baseball, pinch hitter Daniel Descalso hit a two-run single with the bases loaded, snapping an eighth-inning tie as the St. Louis Cardinals rallied past the Kansas City Royals with a 5-3 victory last night. Luis Mendoza got his first career hit and RBI and held the Cardinals to a run in 5 2/3 innings before the bullpen failed for the Royals, who have lost a season-worst 8 in a row. They dropped the first two games of the interleague series by a combined 10-4 score, and they've totaled 11 runs over the last 6 games. Matt Holliday and Carlos Beltran homered for the Cardinals, who've won 7 of 8 as they lead the majors with a 35-17 record. Randy Choate got the last out in the 8th inning, while Edward Mujica finished for his 17th save on the season. Elsewhere in interleague play yesterday, it was the Cubs over the White Sox 9-3. Philadelphia beat Boston 4-3. Cleveland down Cincinnati 5-2. Pittsburgh 5-3 over Detroit. The Mets beat the Yankees 9-4. Baltimore outscored Washington 9-6. Tampa Bay over Miami 3-1. Toronto topped Atlanta 3-0. Minnesota over Milwaukee 4-1. Houston 6-3 over Colorado. The Angels beat the Dodgers 4-3. San Diego in 10 innings, a 3-2 winner over Seattle. Oakland outscored San Francisco 9-6, and Arizona at Texas was rained out yesterday. In other baseball news, New York Yankees' Mark Teixeira and Kevin Youkilis are starting a two-game rehab stint tonight in New Jersey. And if all goes well, Teixeira and Youkilis could be back in the Bronx by the end of the week for the start of a weekend series against Boston. The cornerstones of the New York Yankees infield at first and third base will play for the Trenton Thunder. That's the Yankees' AA affiliate. Teixeira is recovering from a right wrist injury sustained while playing with Team USA before the World Baseball Classic. Youkilis has missed nearly 30 games with a back injury. In Pacific Coast League baseball last night, Nashville beat the Iowa Cubs 4-3. It was Omaha at Oklahoma City. Rained out last night. Omaha will try again on the road at OKC, while Iowa will play again tonight at Nashville. Well, it took seven games and more than 3 minutes of overtime for the top-seeded Chicago Blackhawks to oust the Detroit Red Wings in the NHL's Western Conference semifinals. Brent Seabrook scored at 3:35 of overtime as the Hawks downed the Red Wings 2-1 last night, capping a series in which Detroit owned a 3-1 lead, only to see it slip away. Seabrook took a shot that appeared to hit Wings defenseman Nicholas Cronwall in the leg before it found the left side of the net. Now, the game was almost decided in regulation as the Blackhawks thought they'd gone ahead 2-1 when Nicklas Hjalmarsson scored on a point-blank shot with a minute 47 left in regulation. But the goal was waved off because of coincidental minor penalties that were called by the trailing official just before the shot on the other end of the rink. Patrick Sharp put the Hawks ahead at 1:08 in the second period, and the score remained 1-0 until Henrik Zetterberg tallied 26 seconds into the third period. Jimmy Howard made 33 saves for Detroit, while Corey Crawford finished with 26 stops for the Blackhawks. The Hawks will host the first two games of the Western Conference Finals, facing the Los Angeles Kings, the defending Stanley Cup champs. Like Chicago, the Kings just survived a seven-game series with San Jose as they won their finale also by a 2-1 score. In NFL news, a person familiar with the decision tells the Associated Press that New England Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski will undergo back surgery on a disc in mid-June. That surgery will force him to miss the rest of off-season training activities, although he could return for training camp at the end of July. Gronkowski underwent a fourth procedure on his left forearm earlier this month after he broke it last season. Also in the NFL, Texans running back Arian Foster's strained right calf will keep him off the practice field until training camp this summer. Foster was injured in an off-season practice on Tuesday. Quentin Jammer will be in Denver's secondary after the free agent cornerback signed with the Broncos. Jammer spent his first 11 seasons in San Diego, where he had 21 interceptions and 130 pass breakups. Former New York Giants receiver Steve Smith has announced his retirement from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Smith played just 64 games in six seasons, but had 245 catches for 2,641 yards and a dozen career touchdowns. Well, the family of late Penn State football coach Joe Paterno plans to sue the NCAA over the landmark sanctions against the university for the Jerry Sandusky child sex abuse scandal. Joining the family in that suit are several university trustees, former players, and others connected to the school. In a statement released by the family and attorney Wick Swallers, the 40-page suit will be filed today and names the NCAA, President Mark Emmert, and Oregon State President Edward Ray as defendants. Ray was the chair of the NCAA's executive committee. And wrestling, squash, and baseball softball have made the IOC shortlist for inclusion in the 2020 Olympics. A final decision is set to be made in September. Five sports, karate, roller sports, sport climbing, skateboarding, and the Chinese martial art of wushu, were eliminated for consideration for the 2020 Games. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.